rings, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Dick Huddleston at the hotel discussing Abner's recent walk-on. Listen.
I don't know hardly what to do, Dick. Me and Abner's been partners for so long, I'm sort of lost without him.
Oh, well, he'll get over his mad spell. He'll be all right. He'll be back, Lum.
I don't know. I thought so, too, but I've been calling over there at his house all morning, but he won't even answer the telephone.
Well, maybe he ain't home.
Oh, yeah, he's there. Elizabeth answers the phone and says Mr. Peabody said to tell me he was in conference.
In conference?
I know where he got that. I was telling him the other day that big businessmen always say they're in conference whenever they don't want to see nobody. Wish now I hadn't explained it to him.
Well, why don't you go ahead and let him be the manager of the hotel, Lum? You're president of the Jot'em Down store and justice of the peace, president of the school board, and all. You've got about all you can attend to anyway.
Well, it just looks bad for a man that holds all them offices to have to take a back seat and take orders from somebody else.
Well, I just hate to see you two fellas squabbling this way.
Well, I hate it too, but Abner says he's through. Taken clean out of the hotel business forever he even got started.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I believe we could get the whole thing straightened out if I could just get to him and get him to come over here and talk things over, sort of.
Well, maybe I could get him to come over here.
Yeah, he'll listen to you, Dick. Telephone him up and tell him to come over here to the hotel.
I'll call him. And see, his ring's too short and long, ain't it?
Yeah. Tell Elizabeth who you are, or she'll say he's in conference.
Well, I'll get him out of that conference, I can tell you that.
He's more than likely asleep. That's about what he's doing.
Hello? Miss Peabody, I'd like to talk to Abner, please, Mom. This is Dick Huddleston talking. Well, tell him to get out of conference.
All right, thank you.
Still in it, is he?
Yeah, she said she'd call him over. Now, Lum, when he comes over here, the thing... Hello, Abner? This is Dick. Yeah, say, can you run over to the hotel for a few minutes? Yeah, he's here. Oh, now forget about that, Abner. Come on over here. Well, we've got some important matters to talk to you about. All right. Yep, quick as you can. All right. Goodbye.
What did he say, Dick?
That he wanted to know if you were here and said if you were, he wasn't coming over.
Oh, he's mad, all right. I could tell that the way he stomped out of here yesterday evening.
Now, listen, Mom, when he gets over here, you fellas just sat down and thrash this thing out without having any argument now.
Yeah, we can't both be managers. That's the same.
Well, you've got to forget about yourself. You want the hotel to be a success. So just figure out which one of you is best qualified for manager and let the other one be the assistant.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, all right. But I'm feared Abner won't be satisfied with just being assistant manager.
Don't seem to be any doubt in your mind about who's the best man for the office, Lum.
Oh, no, I've had my mind made up on that ever since we decided to go into the hotel business. It's Abner that's balking. Stubbornest one feller I believe I ever know.
Well, he might have a different idea about who's the best qualified.
Well, he might. He's got an awful good opinion of himself.
Well, I'm getting you fellas together. That's all I can do. If you can't thrash it out between yourselves, why, when he gets here, well, I've just done all I can.
If you'd hurry up and get here, I've got to be starting for the county seat before long to meet that train.
Oh, say, that's right. Yeah. Today's when that woman's due in from Chicago, ain't it?
Yeah, Trixie Van Dusen. First customer for the hotel.
Now, see now why you're so dressed up, Lum.
Yeah, I fixed myself up a little extra, I guess.
I noticed those sports shoes you got on there.
Goodness, I've been noticing them, too. They're sort of pinching my feet.
Well, they look like they're about three or four sizes too little for you, Lum.
Well, to be right honest about it, Dick, they are a little small.
Well, they look it.
Fact is, they're two sizes smaller than I generally wear, but these was the biggest size I had, and I was bound and determined to have some sports shoes.
Well, Lum, you ruin your feet wearing them things.
Well, quick as I get started for the county seat, I'll slip them off and rest my feet till I get to the depot, and then I can put them back on again.
Well, your feet swell up there now, you're liable to get them off and can't get them back on, too.
Goodness, I never thought about that. It'd be a fine howdy-do if I was to get in there and have to meet Trixie in my soft feet.
You're kind of anxious to make an impression on this lady, aren't you, Lum?
Well, I'm just hoping she's a friend. Friendly sort, because Miss Emmeline's out of town. Ain't no other single girls here in Pine Ridge to keep company with. I've always been right smart of a hand with the ladies, you know.
Well, I hope she's a nice girl. Looks like you and Miss Emmeline ain't never going to get married anyway. This Trixie might rescue you from being a bachelor all your life.
Well, you can't never tell. I could be had, as a feller says. Wait a minute, I believe that's Abner coming in now.
Oh, yeah. Well, say, I'm going to slip out the back way here. I believe you two can settle this thing better without anybody else around.
Well, all right, Dick. Much obliged.
Yeah, sure. Let me know how it comes out.
Yeah, I'll stop by the store on my way back from the county seat and give you an introduce to Trixie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Love lifted me, did me. Well, come in, Trixie, Abner, old boy. Granny's come in and sit down.
How do you do, sir?
How you feeling today, Abner?
Where's Dick at, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, Abner, don't stand there looking like you could bite a 10-penny nail into. We just had a sort of a misunderstanding, so.
I ain't misunderstood nothing.
Well, sit down. Let's talk this
out. I don't want to sit down. I ain't tired.
Granny, you're sort of tetchy today, ain't you?
You dead blame right I am.
Well, now, we can't go on like this, Abner. We've been partners for so long and growed up together, you might say, and we've lived neighbors here.
Ain't my fault. You bought the farm, John and me.
Just think about all the good times we've had together.
I don't recollect none of them.
You ain't forgot about the time that Halloween night when we climbed up on top of the schoolhouse and put them boards across the top of the chimney when they was having that big meeting? Recollect how it smoked everybody out?
And we ought to have been horsewhipped for that.
I know. Wonder if you remember the time we made 50 cents for catching fishing bait for them fellas camped down on the river, and we went into the county seat and spent the whole thing for a dozen oranges.
Peel the oranges and let the peelings first.
Saved the best for the last, and then we got to the oranges, we were so sick we couldn't eat them.
What's that got to do with managing a hotel?
Abner, we just can't split up now. I've been so lonesome all day, I don't know what to do with myself, hardly.
Yeah.
Sort of a lost feeling.
Well, to be honest, I've been sort of lonesome myself, Mom.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. We've always been right together on everything. It was always such a comfort to me to know that I had you to lean again in time of sorrow and distress. You've always been so neighborly and understanding.
Well, I just don't know what I'd have did without you, neither, Mom.
Why, we lent one another money when we was needing it and helped one another with our crops. Recollect that summer I was down with the fevers and you come over and finished laying my crops by for me? I never would have got through the winter without you helping me that way.
Well, it weren't no more than I ought to have did. You did twice as much for me as I ever done in return.
Oh, no, Abner. You just don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what they're talking about. Dad, blame it. Now, don't try to stand
there.
Wait
a minute, Abner. Hold on here. We're going too far now. We're overdoing it. The reason I had Dick to call you over here, I think I've got an idea on how we can settle this dispute about who's going to be the manager of the hotel.
Well, I'm ready to start right in if you want me to be it.
Well, we want to be fair to both of ourselves, Abner.
Fair.
I got to thinking, maybe we ought to have an election. That ought to be fair. That's the way they pick out the president of the United States. We can have a sort of a secret vote twixt ourselves here. That way, whoever gets it will be the people's choice.
What do you mean, a secret vote now?
Well, now, there's a pencil and paper right there by you.
Yeah.
Just write down the man that we think's best qualified to be manager of the hotel, and other can be his assistant.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. We can't get no majority that way. What's the matter with me? We need three votes.
Well, I can vote twice.
Oh, no, you don't. No. Cedric's right out there in the hall polishing them floors. We can let him vote, too. That ought to be fair.
Yeah, call him in. Call him in. Let's get this thing settled.
Yeah, Cedric. Cedric, come in here a minute.
The one that gets two votes wins, huh?
Yeah, we can be writing down our choice
now. Yeah, right now. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. Yeah, come in, Cedric. Sure proud to see you, old boy. How you feeling?
All right, I reckon. Is that what you all call me in here for?
No, Cedric. We're going to vote on which is to be the manager of the hotel here, me or Abner. And I want you to write down on this piece of paper who you think would be the best and wrap it in Abner's hat there.
Here's a nickel, Cedric. Go down and buy yourself an ice cream cone.
Put that nickel back in your pocket, Abner. That's bribing. Don't pay no attention to that, Cedric. When I get to be manager, I'll raise your salary.
What's that if it ain't bribing?
Well, just forget about both of them things then, Cedric.
Yeah, forget them.
Write your choice down. You know how to spell my name all right, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mom. You want me to put my vote in here, you say?
Yeah, that's a time right in the hat there. That's the way. Go ahead, read them out, Long.
Yeah, let's see here. The first in here is, well, Abner Peabody.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
That's Cedric's writing, too.
Well.
Now, that's one for you.
Yeah,
second one here, Hi, Granny. This is for Abner Peabody, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This looks like your handwriting, Abner. Did you vote for yourself?
Why, sure.
Well, election's off, then.
Huh? Oh,
whoever heard of a man voting for himself? I'm surprised at you. That's just the same as stealing. We'll hold election over. Recollect now. No voting for yourself.
Well, I never knowed you couldn't do that.
Go ahead and write them over again. Somebody owes me $2. I can't think who it is.
Oh, it's me. I borrowed it from you yesterday. Don't you recollect?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, just forget about it, Cedric.
Look out now.
That ain't bribing. Go ahead and drop your votes in Abner's hat there.
Yeah, there's mine in there.
There's mine.
Right, read them out again.
Yeah, let's see. The person here is Lum Edwards. Well, thank you, Cedric. You showed uncommonly good judgment there.
Cedric?
Second one here. Well, that's Lum Edwards, too. Well, Abner, I'm proud to see you quit thinking about yourself and start thinking about the good of the hotel. Well, that makes me the manager. Well, gentlemen, I've got to dash into the county seat to meet Trixie Van Duse.
Well, who's that third vote for, Lum?
Oh, it don't make no difference. Two's enough to elect me.
Well, here, wait a minute now. Dogie, he's in a terrible hurry to get out of here. Hand me that hat there, Cedric. I'll see who he voted for.
This one, here you are.
Let me look at that. Well, I do know. Looky there. Just a blank piece of paper. There ain't a thing wrote on it.
Well, Lum managed to get the coveted managership for himself. But is Abner going to stand for such tactics? Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.